This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good evening, everybody, from the Habitat of the Cat in Jackson Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Bodkins Trojans come to town to take on the Jackson Center Tigers in Shelby County Athletic League action. It is a big game. Don't understate the importance of this one. Bodkins 5-0 overall, 4-0 in the league. Jackson Center 3-1 on the year, 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Nobody else has a perfect record in the SCAL, but these two teams, Bodkins, Jackson Center, haven't lost. Important game for the Tigers, who need to hold home court. Bodkins, with four victories already in league action, three at home, can take a small stranglehold on the SCAL with a victory here tonight, making it 5 in a row. The Jackson Center would like nothing better than to throw the boys' race into a scramble with an upset here this evening. Speaking of scramble, we expect a wild Shelby County Athletic League boys' race this year. Obviously, there's nothing remotely close to the 24-25 Rushi Raiders and 29-0 perfection. That team and the Fort Loramie Girls Club of 2021 were so unique, extra special, one of a kind, that's for sure. But this Bodkins boys team is very well balanced, experienced at guard, wing, 6'6 Zimfer in the middle, and the biggest team in the league, a little rusty perhaps, getting a late start on hoops. The Tigers of Jackson Center have got shooters. They share the ball extremely well. Rushi Lean and varsity experience, but oozing with youthful skill and talent. Fort Loramie, probably one of the two top defensive clubs in the league, but needs a scoring boost. Fairlawn is starting to benefit from renewed interest in boys' hoops and emerging talent among the younger grades. And Houston is a club you don't want to sleep on, or you might get a wake-up call for the Wildcats. Chuck, it's wide open. If Botkins wins this on the road, they've got a mini leg up on everybody else in the SCAL.
Well, no doubt, because I'll tell you what, Botkins is not a team you want to play at Botkins, because they hardly ever lose there. But boy, I tell you what, watching them, watching your JV team, it's just a pipeline, and it continues. Great coaching. They got these kids excited about playing basketball. It's obvious.
Now, let's size these two clubs up. Botkins averaging 55 a game, giving up 35. Jackson Center 51 and 39. Jackson Center shoots free throws at 67%. Botkins at 60. Jackson Center 33% behind the arc. Botkins at 29. Rebounding, though, decided edge to Botkins as the trio of Zimpfer, Hillscamp, and Pitts are at about 20 rebounds combined on the year. Zimpfer's getting 9 per contest. From the floor, both teams shooting it pretty well on average, 45-46%. Jackson Center and Botkins have had some real doozies over the years. Last 21, Jackson Center leads 12-9. Botkins won 2 out of 3 last year, lost here by a skimpy margin, but then thumped Jackson Center in the rubber game in the district final in the tournament.
Yeah.
So Botkins has won, I think, 6 of the last 7 or 5 of the last 6 over Jackson Center. Back several years ago when the Tigers were a little more talented, Jackson Center had a streak. But 7 of the 21 games in the last 10 years have been decided by 2 possessions or less. And we expect a real scrap, a tight one again here tonight.
Oh, I think it's going to be a good basketball game. Both teams have a lot of talent. They're starting to get their basketball legs together now. And this should be a fun game to watch tonight.
I like the way Jackson Center shoots the 3 ball. The Sayers out front are so dangerous.
Oh, boy.
They can turn a game around. They can take a tie ball game up to a 9-point lead just like that in 25-30 seconds.
Well, they're going to get some outstanding man-to-man defense tonight by Botkins. They play as good a defense as there is in the league, and that really fuels their offense in the game.
Oh, it sure does. We got a big taste of that last Friday night when we covered Anna at Botkins. Anna got 9 straight field goals to start the game and got fewer than 9 over the last 3 quarters plus. Botkins simply put the clamps on them and virtually undressed Anna, which could not get into its offense, much like the Kettering Alder girls did to Rushi last night down at Alder. Alder's defense turned that game around in the second half, created some chaos. Rushi had a nice 8-point lead at the halftime break, lost by 3. No shame in that. Yes, an L for Rushi, but it was a learning experience.
Well, you sometimes in a loss, you get more out of it than a win. I was looking at the book because I wasn't there Monday night. I saw Cordonier had a nice first half, and then didn't you say she was sick and then
was not on the floor much in the second half,
right,
per a source or two, an illness of some kind.
Yeah.
And that was critical because Rushi needed her gamesmanship, her playmaking ability, the way she could facilitate,
yep,
and handle Alter's pressure. Rushi needed that.
Yeah, she's a heck of a basketball player, really good ball handler, and for her to be out of the game, I can understand. I remember last year's game, Alter really puts the pressure on defensively.
Defense here in the SCAL, so prominent. Chuck, I can remember back in my high school days, guarding somebody closely was 5-6 feet away. And there were no reach-in fouls called. You didn't dare block a shot taken from the foul line. And now today, you can be real handsy, get away with it. And if the officials let the game go like that, call it consistently, but let it be played in that manner, it's tough to score.
Well, I know that when I coached, I hated to play teams that play man-to-man defense like Botkins, because I don't care how you prepare for it, you can't come up with the same intensity that these kids play in practice. You can't do it.
But that is the word, intensity, and we have seen that kind of defense here in the last 2 weeks for sure, and over the last 21 years we've been covering games here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Right here in this gym, we've seen some of the best defense played in the state of Ohio when Scott Elkert was the coach.
And guess who's sitting in a folding chair down at the south end of the Jackson Center Tigers floor there? Scott, hello, how you doing? And his understudy for about 8 or 9 seasons, Eric Kloffenstein, is
the head. Great job.
He's the head coach for the Tigers. And Phil Groves, year number 5, is the head man for Botkins. Should be a very interesting game tonight. Botkins on the road at Jackson Center. Everybody around the league hoping the Tigers can hold home court and spring a mild surprise here tonight. We'll return with more pregame back in just a few minutes. JV contest has just ended. Botkins 58, Jackson Center 28. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Habitat of the Cat at Jackson Center. Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Vodkins Trojans on the road at Jackson Center tonight as we look at the SCAL boys standings. Vodkins 4-0, 5-0 overall. Jackson Center 2-0 in the conference, 3-1 on the year. Fort Loramie 2-1 in league play. Anna 1-1, Rushi 1-2, Fairlawn 1-3. Houston is at 0-4. Elsewhere in the SCAL on the boys' side tonight, Fort Loramie's at Anna, Houston's at Rushi. Coming up on Saturday, 2 days after Christmas, Layman Catholic plays the Houston boys at Houston, Minster's at Anna, National Trails at Fairlawn, Troy Christian's at Rushi. In girls' action Saturday, Minster's at Rushi, Mississinewa Valley's at Houston, and Shawnee is at Fairlawn. That's a look ahead. I'd like to tell you a little bit about these two head coaches. Aaron Kloffenstein, as we noted, has tutored under Scott Elkert for about 9 years. Aaron's a graduate from Jackson Center. Got hired back in 2014 here at Jackson Center High School as a math teacher. There was an opening on the coaching staff. He became the JV coach, and the rest is history. The mentor here at Jackson Center now for 3 seasons, also served as golf coach for 3 years. Bill Groves, fifth year, head man at Vodkins. All he's done in those 4-plus seasons is win 20 games per campaign as a graduate of Wright State. And, he has picked right up where Coach Sean Powell left off. Of course, the Trojans won the 2021 state championship. What a fantastic season that was. Sean Powell left, and Phil Groves has kept Vodkins basketball right there at its peak.
It has not dropped in the least. Not that I thought that Phil was going to have a problem, but I just thought the next person in was going to struggle a little bit with expectations. He took care of that by winning and winning and winning. So the expectations are there, and he is taking care of it.
Yeah, the Vodkins program was under the spotlight in 21 after winning the D4 state championship, beating Richmond Heights and Columbus Grove in the semifinal and final. And Vodkins has played splendidly under the bright lights ever since, with Phil Groves, the head coach, leading the way. We'll return with more starting lineups upcoming just around the corner. JV game went to Vodkins over Jackson Center easily here tonight. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Starting lineups will look like this for the visiting Bodkins Trojans. Eli Pitts at guard, 6 foot junior. He'll be joined out front by Will Monin, a 6 foot 2 inch sophomore. Owen Zimfer in the middle, 6'6" and a senior. James Steinke at a wing, 6'4" senior, along with Tucker Hillscamp, a 6 foot 1 inch senior. Four young men for Bodkins, averaging in double figures so far this year. Pitts and Monin at 11, Zimfer and Hillscamp at 10 points per game. Let's take a look now at the Jackson Center Tigers, who have been shooting the three ball real well this season, sharing the basketball extremely well with a high number of assists, and that bodes well for the Tigers here tonight. They'll need to be clicking on all cylinders against this undefeated Bodkins team. Preston Sayre, 6'2" senior, at a guard, along with Brendan Sayre, a 6 foot sophomore. Anderson Clark at a wing. Anderson's a 6'2" junior. Along the front line, Dane Reese, a 6'1" sophomore, and Carter Kloffenstein, a 6 foot 3 inch senior. Kloffenstein has had some real good scoring games so far this year for the Jackson Center Tigers. He has been awesome scoring the basketball for this club. In fact, he's had a 19-point outing. Preston Sayre and Brendan Sayre have both been in doubles two or three times. So Jackson is a three-headed monster when it comes to scoring, and the Sayres shoot the three ball extremely well. And I think keys to this game, Chuck, will be how well Bodkins guards on the arc, and can Jackson handle Zimfer in the middle?
Well, I think those are two big keys, and I think the third one is Jackson Center's got to keep turnovers down, because Bodkins is going to get at you. And if you turn the ball over, especially live turnovers, Bodkins love to score off of those.
Yep, well said. For Jackson Center so far this year, Kloffenstein scored 21 against Minster. He added 13 against Houston, 19 against Rushi. Preston Sayre had 16 points against Upper Soda Valley, and he tacked on double digits, 10 against Minster. Brendan Sayre shot the ball extremely well in a game we covered here back on December 12th. Brendan had 13 against Rushi. Snapshot of the Jackson Center Tigers scoring so far this season. Opening tip just around the corner. Jackson Center here at home against Bodkins. Bodkins Trojans rolling right along, 5-0 on the year. Jackson Center 3-1. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could and be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. How does Jackson Center defend 6-6-0 and Zimfer for Botkins in the middle? And how does Botkins defend the three-point shooting of Jackson Center? Key building components for tonight. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rucci, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups have just been introduced. Jackson Center Tigers in the home white, orange, and black trim. Botkins, new look road unis, black from top to bottom, whitish gray numerals with a thin gold piping around the numbers. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Don't hesitate to call the office at 498-7282 to find out the services you deserve. For more info, visit the Shelby County Veterans.org website or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Opening tip to start the game, one to the Tigers, who promptly throw it out of bounds in the left corner.
And they ran about 20 seconds off the clock and then threw it away.
Jackson Center was into a methodical approach. They'll try to take time off the clock in this game, use that as a defensive mechanism, and perhaps diminish the number of possessions Botkins gets tonight. Trojans counter with the ball to our right. Jackson Center moving from right to left on your computer screen or phone. Here is a dribble into the left corner by Pitts of Botkins, and he runs into trouble, stepped on the boundary. Far side of the court, a turnover each way. Jackson Center brings it down. It's Brendan Stara with the timeline. There's that tight, scrappy defense by Pitts. Brendan gets a screen from Preston, and Pitts swipes it. Steal by Pitts. Eli took it right away. Here's a deep three, right corner, but Mono to Botkins. You can count it. Number five, zeroes in from distance. Will Monin sinks a bomb. Trojans lead it 3-0. Midcourt, Preston Stare being guarded closely. Elbow in the left. Top of the circle, foul line. Nice pocket pass, low on the right to a teammate. It is dealt on the play to Dane Reese. Reverse layup. Bounced off the iron. Long rebound, though. Kicks to Jackson Center. Brendan Sayre's got an open alley. He drives all the way to the cup for two.
Good drive.
Well done. An opening was created, and Brendan Sayre took advantage. 3-2 in favor of Botkins. Trojans have it. Hillscamp, top of the circle. Right wing, Monin. Posting up, Steinke back to the basket. He maneuvers, goes into the lane. Little jump hook, got it. Well done. 5-2, Botkins up three. Brendan Sayre down the floor for Botkins. Contact unnecessarily so. 30 feet for the basket by Hillscamp. It's a foul.
Put a hand in. You just need to play defense. Keep your hands out. You play defense with your feet.
Tell you what, he would start and go both ways on the first ever Botkins football team, Chuck.
Yeah, he's a stud, that's for sure.
Tucker, an offensive tackle and, nose guard maybe?
I'd like to hand him the ball and run with it.
Here's Preston Sayre, 25 feet away, 20 feet away. Loops the pass, left corner. Handled there by Dane Reese on top to Preston for a triple. Bingo! He's got it. We're tied at five. Good hot start to the game. Five and a half to go, first quarter. Pitch to midcourt for Botkins. On a weave, it goes to Monin. Back to Pitts. He carves out space in the lane. As Steinke open, three-point shooter, left flank. Bullseye! Woo! 8-5, Botkins.
That's a nice little left-handed jumper there. That's a nice added attraction to this offense.
5:10 to go here in the first. Preston Sayre on a weave. Goes to Dane Reese through the top of the circle. Foul line. Here's down inside. Can't find Kloffenstein. That throws it back on the arc. Here's a restart by the Tigers. Preston Sayre 20 feet away. Botkins up three. We've played a little over 3 minutes opening quarter. Overplay out high. Botkins nearly stole it. It freed up the jump shooter, Dane Reese, a step behind the foul line. Missed it short, no good. Rebound down to Pitts of Botkins. Up the floor to Steinke. Nearly walked. Head coach Aaron Kloffenstein of Jackson Center wanted the travel call, didn't get it. Here's Pitts. They clear out for him in the lane. Takes it down below the foul stripe. Circles back out to Hillscamp. On the arc, Steinke again. He buries it. He buries it. Wow, is Steinke hot here at the start.
It's 8 points for him.
Two threes and a deuce for 6'4 senior James Steinke for Botkins. 11-5 Trojans. Preston Sayre sprints down the lane toward the basket. Botkins reaches in, gets a piece of the ball, strikes it out of bounds.
Well, Botkins has brought a crowd loud tonight. I'm impressed with it.
I think two-thirds of the community is here at Jackson Center. Here's a loose ball on the floor. Jackson Center lost it. Fark scrambling, tipped it to a teammate. Botkins dives on it. And eventually, we've got a pile up at the top of the circle. Arrow enables Jackson Center to retain the ball. 3:57 left in the first, 11-5. Botkins, which has scored six in a row. No, the arrow favors the Tigers, or I should say the Trojans, who will bring it down instead of the Tigers.
Three turnovers already here in the first 4 minutes.
And Jackson Center cannot allow this to get away from them early. Anna did. First couple minutes of the second quarter last Friday night, Botkins started a streak, a run of 35-12 to bury Anna. Botkins on the arc. Pitts has an avenue down the lane. He's clubbed as he takes him to the cup. Ball hit the bottom side of the rim, but he was smacked on the arm. Eli Pitts, couple free throws upcoming. 3:31 left in the first, 11-5 in favor of Botkins. First foul shot to Pitts, a lot of rim, but it goes in. So many thanks to Production Support, Inc. in Rushi, producing over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are Production Support, providing customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support, Inc. in Rushi on the web, productionsupportinc.com. Always looking to expand its team with exceptional workforce members who produce the work ethic Production Support prefers. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years dependable service. Your job is in the bag at Production Support. Botkins made two free throws. Jackson Center attacks, down by eight. Here is Reese, 30 feet away. Hands it off on the play to Brendan Sayre. Top of the circle, three-point shot, fadeaway style, Jackson Center. Ian Stengel, a 5'10 senior in off the bench, just canned a big three-point field goal.
And that stopped the momentum a little bit.
Five-point game. It was eight. Big three-point basket for the Tigers. Here is Botkins working to the foul line. Braden Welsh, 5'10 junior, has subbed in. He gave it up, got it back. Here's Owen Zimper on the arc. He can shoot it from long range. He rimmed it, no good. Strong rebound, Welsh on the interior. He's in the lane forever, gets out of it in time. Gave up the ball, got it back, holding on Jackson Center. And Jackson Center bench not happy with what the Tigers thought was good defense.
Yeah, I think he's as angry at his team as he is at officials right now.
13-8, Botkins up 5. It was 13-5. We're down to 2:18 to go here in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the right flank, it is Will Monin. Straight away to Zimper. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Steinke in the right corner. Good overplay by Dane Reese, who makes the steal. His bounce pass ahead is not a wise one. Hillskamp picks it off for Botkins. One mistake deserves another. Good hustle by both teams. Here's a lob pass down inside. Welsh to Zimper for two. Jackson Center needs a timeout. Botkins up 7. 15-8. A minute 47 to go in the first. On scores.broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
It is 15-8 in favor of Botkins. Trojans are treating the Tigers like Anna treated Botkins last Friday. Red hot start first quarter. Anna made the first 9 field goals. Then Botkins tightened down the clamps and put the D on Anna the rest of the night. Jackson Center needs to turn the defense up a notch. Reese with the ball. Jackson Center trailing by 7. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. On the arc, Brendan Sayre pivots into the lane. He stymied, gives it up. Baseline right of Stane Reese. Waffenstein's got it high left. Swish! It's a triple! Good ball movement for the Tigers. So unselfish, finding the open player.
Good job by Reese that time.
Carter Klopfenstein knocked down the long one. Countering Botkins in the lane. Steinke off balance. Fade away from 12. Short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Leaking out Klopfenstein. Long throw. Catch. Layup is in. Klopfenstein 5 points in a row. Here come the Tigers. Great first quarter tonight here at the Habitat of the Cat at Jackson Center. 15-13. Botkins up 2. Straight away with the ball for Botkins. It's Braden Welsh. Hands off to a teammate. Gets it back. Welsh with a running left-hander. He banked it in off the window. Beautiful shot by Welsh of Botkins, the 5'10 junior. 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Botkins in the lead before. Here is Stengel, 25 feet out for Botkins. Picked up by Steinke. Stengel's got a three-pointer to his credit here in the first period. 15 ticks of the clock. Now we've reached 10. Here's Brendan Sayre, guarded by Welsh. Sayre fakes right, goes left, meets resistance in the lane. Hooking foul on Botkins with 4.6 to go. Might have been a good foul. Preston Sayre was going to get the ball in the right corner and size up a 3. Now Jackson Center needs to enter it. Baseline, left of the rim. Open shooter, deep right corner, Dane Reese. Caught it, fired it long. Rebound Preston Sayre. It's skipping off the rim at the buzzer. Would have counted had it gone in. First quarter finishes. It's a doozy. 17-13. Botkins over Jackson Center. On scores, broadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Now, Chuck, I'll tell you what, opening night of coverage of SCAL boys action. We had a little bit of a stinker of sorts, 10-7 halftime score, Bakken's Fort Loramie. Games since have been outstanding, real good shooting, especially in the first halves of contests here on Scores Broadcast. 30 points between the two clubs here tonight in the first quarter. Here's a drive down the lane. Wolfenstein took it to the rack for Jackson Center. He was defended well at the rim, left it short. Bodkins with the board. Here's a long three outside the arc on the right. It's good. Will Monin connects on his second three of this contest. He opened the scoring for Bodkins in the first half minute with a triple. And he's 6-1 here.
He got poked in the eye and was over on the bench for a little bit. Looks like his eye's okay because that was a nice jumper.
He had to shoot that with both eyes being good. Here's a steal at midcourt taken away by the Bodkins Trojans. Barreling down the floor hard all the way to the rim. Tucker Hillskamp for Bodkins. Went up strong with the left hand after making the overplay. 9-point game. Bodkins' biggest lead, 22-13. Trojans' defensive pressure is intense. Jackson with the ball in the right corner. It's Preston Sayre. He carves out space below the lane, or below the foul line, I should say, in the lane. Dealt the ball to Fark in the left corner. Back out to Sayre. Sayre tied up on the play, but Monin finds a baseline player open. It's Reese. Shot blocked on the play by Zimfer and Hillskamp. Loose ball. Picked up on the arc by Brendan Sayre of Jackson Center. Back toward the post with a pass to Reese. Overplay. Bodkins a steal. Yes. 3-on-1. Layup good. Bodkins took it away. Just what Chuck said in the pregame. Trojans defense fuels the offense. It did again right there. 11-point contest, 24-13. Bodkins, 6:27 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Oh, a big thank you to Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a very strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years. After the timeout, Jackson Center with an in-and-out miss from the left corner. Trojans attack into the lane. It's Hillskamp. Ball is slapped away by Brendan Sayre, picked up by Bodkins on the arc. 5:50 to go till halftime. 24-13 Bodkins. Monin shot fake on the arc. Leans into a three. Missed it off the flange. Good rebound defensively by Brendan Sayre of Jackson Center. Up ahead to Preston. Midcourt. Boy, that three right there, had it gone, would have pushed Bodkins' lead to 14. Sayre's got a nice turnaround jumper, elbow on the right, 13-footer. It lifts the rim. Rebound Bodkins quickly down the floor to Zimfer.
Zipper caught the long pass, strolled to the basket, laid it through, and it's an offensive foul on Zipper, and I'm not sure that was the right call.
I'm sure that it wasn't the right call. He might have bumped him a little bit in his shoulder.
It could have been a travel on Zipper. It could have been a defensive foul, maybe a reach.
Oh, he just changed it.
Wow.
Just changed it to a block. And if that's the case, I think that basket had to count.
I'm really confused. Shot went in, but Zipper, maybe the foul was called out on the floor, but it still should not be shooting. The ball went in.
Well, they called it on the shot.
They have
the continuation this year, just like college went to. But that was a bad call.
It was called a make. 27-13, Botkin. Zipper in a 3-point play. Here is Jackson Center in the half court. Kloffenstein has it stripped. Long pass, Botkin trying to catch over the shoulder. Monin, out of bounds it goes. Well, to clarify, Zipper got a long lead pass. He leaked out, and he stormed into the lane. There was minor contact. I think it could have been ignored.
It was a basket.
And play on.
Tiger's ball. That was a terrible call.
Right. And then it appeared as though it might have gotten changed.
Well, he put his hand, he called it an offensive when it started.
Yep, sure did. Then it wound up being a defensive foul.
Well, he thought it through and went, you know, it's a terrible call, but it's worse if I make it an offensive call, so I'll call a block.
Here is Stengel on the arc for Jackson Center. Feeds the three-point shooter. Bombs away. Good! Gus Starr, 6'3", freshman, gives the Tigers a lift. That's a critical three-pointer. Or was it on the arc at 2? Scoreboard says 27-16.
I got 16. That was a 3.
So Jackson Center at 13 before the make
at the quarter.
The lead is 11 in favor of Botkins after the 3 by Starr. They cut the 27-13 Botkins advantage to 27-16. Half the second quarter gone. Deep in the left corner, it is Steinke. Underneath the Zipper, reverse layup. Easy does it. Owen Zipper for 2. Time out on the floor. Jackson Center. Botkins 29. Jackson Center 16. Half the second quarter to go. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, the Botkins Trojans are searing the nets.
And Jackson Center needs to sear the nets.
Yes, they do. Yeah, Preston and Brendan need to get going for the Tigers from behind the arc. Need to make a few jump shots to whittle this Botkins advantage down. 13-point gap. Botkins in the lead. Millsamp guarding tightly on the arc. There's a great feed to Jackson Center. Baseline caught to Preston Sayre. Right on cue, Chuck. You mentioned his name, and he scored. He was hacked on the arm as he laid it in. Very fine dish. Good feed from 20 feet away. Preston Sayre concluded it. He's at the stripe. 3-point chance. 29-18 in favor of Botkins. Biggest lead has been 13. Foul shot missed for Sayre. Rebound down to Botkins, storming down the floor. Zipper took it 60 feet to big man into the lane. On the arc to Steinke. He hits the triple. Woo-wee! 3 long balls for Steinke. He's got a trio behind the arc. Steinke red hot for Botkins, which is not cooling off as a team. They're still sizzling. Lob pass to Sarah in the lane.
Wow.
He's not guarded very tightly, but Welsh spins and makes a bank shot. It's good.
A tough shot.
8-footer by Sarah, almost over the top of his head. 32-20, Botkins in the post as Hillscamp going to work in Kloffenstein. A lot of contact, bodies fly, defensive player on the ground, and a lot of Jackson Center fans shake their heads. I thought it was maybe a semi-flop play on. Good move by Hillscamp. He got the field goal.
Yep.
And he's at the line with a free throw coming. Did the basket count?
No, he didn't make it.
He didn't make it. Okay. I'll shoot two. I looked away. Shot rolled off. Two free throws for Hillscamp. The first one is good. 33-20 in favor of Botkins. 3:06 to go in the first half.
Well, Botkins has made a believer out of me this evening.
They are playing extremely intense defense and shooting it well. That's missed. Rebound, Zimfer. Put back, point-blank range. Oh, it's on the rim. It came off. Somehow, someway, Zimfer got the rebound of the missed free throw by Botkins. Here's Preston Sayre. Pull up Jay. Foul line. Hits for Jackson Center.
As the senior needs to step up.
33-22. Botkins by 11. 2:45 to go. First half. A lot of points being scored here tonight. Outside the arc on the right, it's Zimfer. Oh, he goes right around the defender to the rack. Got it! As he beat Gus Starr, Zimfer so nimble on his feet. 35-22. Botkins in the lead by three. Here's Brendan Sayre down the floor. He dribbles off his knee. Picked up by Hillscamp of Botkins to Pitts. Transition. Two more. Trojans running the court masterfully here in this game. 37-22, Botkins' biggest cushion. 15. Baseline left. Dane Reese for Jackson Center. He's open. Pivots. Missed a 10-footer. Rebound down to Steinke of Botkins. He's running the floor. Right down the middle. Shovels it. Oh, it rolls around and comes off. He was nicked on the arm. Fouled by Preston Sayre. Steinke gets two.
Boy, I can't believe he got that shot as close as he did to going in. I mean, the contortion and the body when he was in the air.
A lot of English on that ball. Caromed off the backboard. And it went around the rim slowly. Twice spun off. Steinke, two foul shots. First is good. 38-22, Botkins. Second shot, Steinke dips the knees. It's on the way. Got it. 17-point spread. 39-22. It's not that Jackson Center is playing that badly. Yes, the Tigers could improve their game, but Botkins is unbelievably good.
He's just playing an outstanding game, boy.
Superb performance by the Road Club here tonight. Here's Kloppenstein on the arc. Overplay Botkins. Hillscamp got a piece of it. Ball rolls into backcourt. Hillscamp dives at the feet of a Tiger player. Should be a foul on Botkins.
It was. He didn't like the call, but it was a quick call.
That's that football play from Hillscamp. We've seen it a few times here tonight. Every now and then it pays off on the hardwood.
He didn't get him by much, but he hit him down around the ankle, which made him lose his balance, so they had to make the call.
Yeah, advantage changed.
Yep.
90 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center is trailing by 17. 39-22. Preston Sayre at midcourt for Jackson Center. Outside the arc of the left. On a weave, he goes on the play to Anderson Clark. Now to Brendan Sayre. Deep right corner, Dane Reese. Oh, it's a telegraph pass to the post. Intercepted on the play by Botkins. Running the floor hard as Pitts pulls up. 14-footer. Off to the right, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center, Spark. A minute to go, first half. Backcourt to Sayre. Sayre up the floor. Preston to Brendan. On the arc to Fark. Fark looks for help. Hands off to Reese. Boy, Botkins is overplaying every pass. And there it pays off. A steal by Monin. Ahead to Pitts. Left hand driving layup. Good.
That kid is so fast on the basketball court.
Botkins has turned this into a track meet. 41-22. Trojans. 30 seconds to go. First half. Preston Sayre, top of the circle. Oh, a great pass to Brendan Sayre. One brother to another for a two-point shot, 41-24. Botkins lead 17, 18 seconds to go, first half. Pitch at midcourt for Botkins on the bounce. Goes high post to Zimfer. Right wing Welsh, down to seven. Had a pitch on the arc with four. He fakes right, goes left. Foul line, fadeaway J by Pitts. Rim, backboard, no. And that's how the first half closes. 65 points between the two clubs. Bodkins has got 41 of them. 41-24. Bodkins in the lead with 17 over Jackson Center here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back here to Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Halftime at the Tigers gym, 41-24. Bodkins in the lead with 17. Halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Chuck, the numbers in Bodkins' favor. Trojans are red, red hot.
Well, they've got a 13-12 rebounding advantage. Jackson has four offensive rebounds. Bodkins has three. The Trojans only turned the ball three times in the first half. Jackson turned it 10. Jackson Center 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Bodkins 6-of-7. Individual scoring for the Trojans. They were led by Stanky with 13. They got 9 from Zimfer, 6 each from Monin and Pitts, 3 from Huelskamp, 4 from Welch. They scored 17 and 24 for 41 in the first half. Jackson led in scoring by Preston Sayre with 9. Then they dropped down to Brendan Sayre with 4. And then 3 each from Stengel, Starr, and Kloppenstein. They scored 13 and 11, and they trail at 41-24 at the half.
And Chuck, here's the $64,000 question for you. The one Bodkin starter not averaging in double figures coming into this game tonight, guess who it might be? He's got the hot hand.
I'm going to say Steinke.
Yep.
The way the question was phrased, yes. He's having a heck of a night. But I'll tell you what, this isn't the first time we've seen him have a game like this.
Wow. 17-point bulge. Bodkins in the lead over Jackson Center. Halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center and Schnipple Construction on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2222. 2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Jack with Chuck on Scores Broadcast. Chuck, besides hoping that Botkins cools off a little bit, what else can Jackson Center do? Down to 17, Botkins is red hot.
Well, I don't think their defense has been bad. They had 10 turnovers, and probably 8 of those were live turnovers, and Botkins has taken advantage.
That's a very good point. You make live turnovers against this Botkins team, you can expect runouts and points the other way. Here's Hillscamp starting the third quarter with a three-point shot from the corner. It's off the flange, no good. Rebound Reese of Jackson Center. Boy, the officials are letting them scrum for about 8 seconds on the floor. I don't think I've ever seen a tie-up last that long before a whistle blew.
I wonder if anybody had a 10-second count going on because he's in the backcourt. Should have had a 10-second call on it.
That's a good one. 41-24, Botkins with 17, Jackson Center with possession. Preston Sayre defended by Monin tightly, nearly walked. Ball fed to Kloffenstein. Little dipsy do in the lane. Left-hander, good. Carter Kloffenstein, fine play, Jackson Center. It is 41-26. Oh, here's a dribble drive. Nobody picked up Pitts. Eli storms down the lane to the cup for two. Great drive. He was unimpeded. You got to shut off Pitts, make him give it up. Overplay right corner. Hillscamp with the steal. Outlet to Pitts. One-on-one. Basket by Pitts. As he went up very strong into the chest of Brendan Sayre and got the two-pointer again. Live ball turnover. 2 points the other way. It's happened far too often against Jackson Center here tonight. Botkins taking advantage. High-low action. Brendan Sayre lobs that into Preston. Deflected by Botkins and stolen. Outlet to Monin. Hits him for the trailer. On the arc to Steinke. Deep three, Monin left corner. It's good! Woo! Incredible performance by Botkins, up by 22. 48-26. 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. Preston Sayre outside the arc to Kloffenstein. He maneuvers in the lane. Defense by Botkins. Kloffenstein coughed up the ball. Zimper down the court, twisting, turning. Throws to Hillscamp in the left corner. He lipped the rim. Zimper out of control after the pass. Yep, charged. 48-26. Do you believe it, Chuck?
Yeah, I guess.
Botkins on a pace to score 90.
I'm watching them, and they look pretty darn good.
Timeout called. 22-point game. Trojans, 5:49 to go in the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, what a performance we are witnessing tonight here at Jackson Center. Botkins has roared out to a 48-26 lead over Jackson Center with 5:49 to go in the third quarter. Botkins has been sizzling all night. In addition to shooting, the defensive play outstanding, a number of steals, the live ball takeaways resulting in layups at the other end. Botkins overplaying every Jackson Center pass. Tigers have not taken care of the ball well enough. Here's a nice maneuver by Anderson Fark as he took the ball in the left wing. and made a little semicircle into the paint area below the foul line, and he hit a 13-foot fadeaway. 48-28. Botkins. Here comes Steinke back for the Trojans in the lane. Post-up move. Hits again. What a night for Steinke.
Go out and guard him on the arc, and he puts it on the floor and takes it to the basket.
Trojans can do no wrong. Jackson Center attacks down 50-28. Park in the right corner to Klopfenstein. He twists and turns in the lane. Three-point shot by Sayre. Swish! Preston Sayre bombs away. 50-31 in favor of Botkins. Here's Pitts, head of the key for the Trojans. Outside the arc on the left to Hillskamp. Left corner, Monin. Wants to drive on Fart. Can't do it. Backs him down. Gives it up to Zimfer, who's on the perimeter. Zimfer gave it up, got it back. Reese comes out to guard Owen. Zimfer starts a drive. Oh, look at that spin move. He extended the arm and shoved off. Offensive foul. Jackson okay. Center sold it. Tigers made sure the referee saw it.
Looked like a flop to me, but I don't have a whistle, so it doesn't matter.
Official was on it.
This young man is the best floor mopper in the league.
I tell you what, he just swept right through the half court down to her left where the last action took place. I don't see a drop of perspiration left behind.
Nope. You see him, boy, he hustles every game.
Here is Fark in the right corner for Jackson Center. Rolls the pass, top of the circle to Sayre. 50-31, Botkins. Here's a ball tipped, popped in the air. It's loose. Botkins dives on it. So does Jackson Center. Arrow means it is Botkins' possession. That goes down as a turnover. Jackson Center, 50-31, our score. Botkins leads it, 4:04 to go third quarter. This is one of those games, Chuck, that Botkins may not exceed the rest of the season, but I tell you what, they may play close to this often. They're capable.
Well, the thing is, you got so many weapons. It's not like if one kid has a bad night, you don't have any offense. There's four other guys.
No, this team has shot makers all over the floor. There's a long jumper missed. Easy rebound. Zimfer for two. The ball was knocked to the arc after the three-point miss, and Hillskamp found Zimfer all alone beneath the rim.
Nice pass.
52-31. Botkins leads. 3.5 to go third quarter. Here's a dribble drive by Stengel into the lane. Leaves it for Reese. Reese veers off right corner baseline. Goes opposite to Stengel. Over guarding Monin. Shook it free. Preston Sayre picked it up. Missed the 15-footer short. Rebound to Zimfer. Head to Pitts. Pitts to Steinke for three. It's online. Count it. Count it. Steinke. Unbelievable. He is sizzling on fire. James Steinke for Botkins. Woo. I think I still see some flames on the net. 2:47 to go. Third quarter, 55-31. Botkins' biggest lead. Brendan Sayre outside the arc on the right. Pounds the ball on the floor. Long lob down inside to Preston. He threw it back to the arc. Out of bounds. Botkins' defense has got Jackson Center. And what's the word? Discombobulated?
Flummoxed.
Oh, Botkins at both ends of the floor is playing a masterful game. Trojans haven't done a thing wrong all night long. Maybe missed a couple free throws. That's about it. 2:25 to go.
One free throw.
They've only missed one. Here's a dribble drive by Monin. He shook free, got around Stengel, and he zipped on a pass to the basket from the left corner all the way to the rack for an easy layup. Half-court game. Botkins beat the Tigers there, 57-31. Botkins, left corner, Jaba Carter-Kloffenstein. It is in below the rim. It's in the cylinder. Pops out. Rebound is punched out of bounds by Jackson Center. That's the way the shooting's gone all night for Jackson Center. Close on many shots. Can't get him to fall. Phil Groves congratulates Steinke at side court as he is subbed out. And he is tuckered out. And I don't mean Tucker Hillscamp.
Tucker the Hillscamp.
I mean James Steinke is tuckered out. Baseline drive by Monin. Overshoots. Monster rebound. Low on the right by a new player in off the bench.
Bayless.
Vincent Bayless, who looked good in the JV game. Big 6'5 freshman. Got the weak side rebound and stuck it back in for Botkins, which leads by 28. Here is Jackson Center coming down. Off balance pass below the rim to Preston Sayre, who gets a deuce. Shot by Sayre is in. 59-33. Botkins, a minute 12 to go, third quarter. Here's a miss by Bayless. Rebound, Jackson Center. Down the floor to Stengel. Goes opposite left corner to the three-point shooter, Brendan Sayre. And he cans it from long range. Brendan Sayre hits. 59-36. Botkins' lead is 23. It had been as much as 28. On the arc, Welsh for Botkins to Zimfer. Underneath for Bayless. Loose ball, shaken away by Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Brendan Sayre throws opposite to Preston for a triple. It skids off the rim. No good. Rebounding foul against Jackson Center. 33 seconds to go here in the third. 59-36 in favor of Botkins. What's the basketball point differential running clock rule, Chuck?
35. Once you get up 35, then when it drops down under 30, then it puts the clock back on.
Thanks for explaining that. It is a 23-point game right now, 59-36 in favor of Botkins. Running clock is not close to happening at the moment. Jackson Center on defense. Botkins with 12 picks to go here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Monin veers right, goes to Zimfer, straightaway, triple. He hits it! He hits it! The 6'6 man strolled out to the arc, took the pass, bombs away. Everything going right for Botkins. Man alive, a championship performance by the visiting team here tonight. Botkins up 26 at the third quarter break on scores.broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is a 26-point game in favor of Botkins. We start the fourth quarter here in just a moment. Botkins Trojans have been shooting the men all over the floor. They've been stealing the basketball, leaking out players, getting layups at the other end of the court. Been hitting shots in the paint, fadeaways, three-pointers behind the arc.
They got four kids in double figures here.
And going into the fourth quarter. 62 points by Botkins, which should get 80 tonight unless the Trojans really cool off. Preston Sayre, top of the key for Jackson Center. Throws right corner, Carter Kloffenstein. Kloffenstein has his dribble stopped by Zimfer to Brendan Sayre. Baseline right, fadeaway short. Oh, it's rebounded by Steinke. Jackson Center doesn't get back. Long pass to Fitz, layup good. It has been a track meet all night. Botkins Trojans have been splendid. Outstanding show. It is a championship performance for Botkins, which may not have a game quite like this the rest of the year. I think they're capable of playing close to this level, no doubt about it. Foul line jumper, Kloffenstein of Jackson Center. Swish! 64-38 Trojans. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Far right wing, it's Pitts for Botkins. Pitts on the bounce. Back to the basket. In the post area, Steinke hooks a pass to Hillskamp. Look at him go to work. Muscling, up and in. Hillskamp from 7 feet away. I tell you what, he is surprising in a way. You don't expect Tucker to move like that, Chuck. But he's very nimble on his feet for a wide body.
He's got strong legs.
Yes. Very strong young man. He's deceiving. And he's an outstanding offensive player. And he's got numerous deflections here tonight. I would like to see the stats on Bodkin's deflects in this game by the Trojans defense. It's probably three figures, 100 or so. Foul Bodkin's. Jackson Center gets it back. Common personal. Inbounds to Sayre. Baseline drive, left wing, up and good. 66-40. Bodkin's. 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Hillskamp feeds Zimper mid-range. Zimper high dribble. Drew that back to Steinke. Ball fires cross-court to Pitts. Pitts shoots a three. If that goes in, oh, it does! Pitts threw it up in the rafters here at the Habitat of the Cat. It looked like it ricocheted off the underneath side of the roof, and then it caromed down in. I'm exaggerating.
That's nine threes now for the Trojans.
Wow! Woo. Here's a steal at midcourt by Botkins. Zimper goes sliding for the ball. Can't catch up to it. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. Botkins leads it 69-40. Pitts just put a capper on it with a long rainbow three. 29-point lead. Botkins 69-40.
Just to tell you, up 29 points, and he just slid from almost midcourt into the bench trying to get a save.
Yeah,
up 29 points.
Yeah, Zimper as if he was stealing home from third base.
Oh, yeah, he was head first. He was safe.
And starting his slide from the third base bag. That's how far he slid on the hardwood seconds ago for Botkins. He was laying out for that loose ball. 5:26 to go here in the fourth quarter, 69-40. Botkins. Here's a baseline drive by Klopfenstein. Deflected shot by Zimpfer. Recollected by Jackson Center. Fadeaway three-pointer Brendan Sayre off the heel. Rebound Botkins. Foul backcourt against Jackson Center with 5:13 to go in the game, 69-40 in favor of Botkins. My correction, foul was on the Trojans. Jackson Center will inbound, as if it makes any difference. Klopfenstein, baseline right, ball high overhead. Rotated to Fark. Coming out to catch, Preston Sayre, shot fake, foul line, jumpers in the air. Oh, it dipped in, dipped out, it was right on the money. It wouldn't stay below the cylinder. That's the way it's gone for Jackson Center tonight. Off-balance maneuver in the lane by Pitts. Three-point shooter left corner, Hillskamp, assisted by Pitts. No good. Rebound Jackson Center, running a Sayre out of control. Loose ball picked up by Fark. Foul coming up against Botkins, I believe. Two free throws, Fark, for Jackson Center with 4:41 to go. 69-40 in favor of Botkins. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you what products you want to see, and we've got them on our shelves at Schaefer Market, Fort Loramie. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And don't forget, north into town, the drive-thru, no longer North Loramie drive-thru, it's Schaefer drive-thru with convenient grab-and-go options, including Schaefer Market cold subs. Don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market, south end of town. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage is new, right behind the market. Email Holly Schaefer, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the pumps. Always low prices for gas at Schaefer Market. Plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And the December Gallon Give Back Program at Schaefer Market supports the Fort Loramie Schools Education Foundation. start at the stripe for Jackson Center.
Which he banked in the first one.
He converted the first,
banked it in.
Then the timeout took place. Swish the second after banking in free throw number one. Couple of points there for Fark. 69-42 in favor of Botkins. Biggest lead has been 29. Here is Zimfer straight away. Zimfer gives it up left flank to Pitts. Gets a screen from Steinke. Top of the circle, Zimfer hits a cutter down the lane. Steinke, shot blocked. Good defensive play by Jackson Center. Stayer was there. Also on the play for Jackson Center was Gus Starr. And then Jackson Center turns it over down to her right.
Took a big crossover that time, just lost control of it.
I'd like to tell you about Frisch's. Don't forget, Frisch's and Sydney's never been gone. It's never left. It's still here in Sydney, going strong. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75, as popular as ever. Frisch's in Sydney. Those fabulous Frisch favorites have passed the test of time for 75 years. Here's a short-range shot, 6 feet away, right in front of Zimfer. It danced all around the rim and fell off. Quick three, other end, but Fark, no good for Jackson Center. Rebound Tigers. It goes to Stengel. On the arc to Brendan Sayer. Long, high-arching floater. Swish! A triple by Brendan Sayer. 5 straight points for the Tigers, 69-45. 3:25 to go in the game. Botkins set to empty the bench. Dribble drive, reverse layup is good by Botkins. Who got that two-pointer?
Pitts. He has 17 now.
Well done by Pitts. Down to the three-minute mark. Fourth quarter, 71-45 in favor of Botkins. Darn it, we don't have Botkins JV roster. That's who's coming in a matter of seconds. Here's a long jump shot, left wing by Starr of Jackson Center. It's short. Rebound Botkins, 2:50 left to go. 71-45 Botkins. On the arc, it is Steinke as Botkins patiently works it. There's an opening. Steinke to the rim. It's good for two. 73-45 timeout Botkins. Here come the subs. Remember, Frisch's in Sydney still going strong. You've got the iconic big boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, outstanding hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie served right through the Christmas holidays at Frisch's in Sydney. Breakfast bar 7-1 on weekends, 7-11 weekdays, open till 10 every night. Frisch's in Sydney. And more popular than ever, the new dinner menu at Frisch's: spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. We'll check the subs here momentarily for Botkins. 73-45 Trojans. Jackson Center with possession. Fark at the elbow on the right. Goes left corner to the three-point shooter, Tristan Woolley, 5'10 senior, short, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. Trent Paul is on the floor, 5'5 senior, Memphis Meyer, 5'11 junior is in. Treg Meyer out there, a 5'9 soft. Outside the lane on the left, Botkins misses a jumper. Rebounded down on the inside to Bayless, who pitches far side of the court out of bounds.
He will learn that that's a layup. He's only a freshman.
Well, maybe he was being a good sport, sympathetic. He had a put back, an easy one.
Yep.
Instead, he threw it to the side of the floor out of bounds.
He has to learn to make that a basket, get a shot out of that.
Bayless of Botkins.
He's a strong kid.
He'll be a factor on this varsity this season. They'll need him in a backup role for sure. A minute 26 to go here in the fourth quarter. 73-45 in favor of Botkins over Jackson Center. Dribbling top of the circle with the ball is Woolley. Woolley hooks it to a cutter down the lane. Busted up by Botkins, and it goes out of bounds. Minute 16 to go. 73-45. Botkins. Proud sponsor on Scores broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane providing propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. T.J. Reese has just hit a baseline jump shot for Jackson Center, a 6'2 sophomore, to make it 73-47. And now T.J. gets a steal at midcourt. Botkins back on defense, final 20 seconds, 73-47. Down low, in tight, shot missed, but Jackson Center, Eli Pringer couldn't get it to go. And Botkins dribbles away the final 10 seconds of this game. Stellar doesn't do it justice. The performance by Botkins tonight was outstanding times 10. It was amazingly good. Incredible game turned in by the Botkins Trojans. Jackson Center didn't play all that badly. Botkins was just Frosted Flakes great.
They were terrific.
They were great. Do you have a short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? Well, you can improve your mobility and well-being with Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargy about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions, providing balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy, enabling your initial consultation to be made without a doctor's referral. And we work closely with your doctor to best serve you at Restore Physical Therapy. Contact Restore at 937-710-8744, 710-8744. Get right with Restore and let Restore restore your well-being. Well, Chuck, what a game turned in by the Botkins Trojans here tonight. Incredible performance. Outstanding times 10. That's what it was. Woo! Superb with the largest capital S you can scribble.
Yeah, they were terrific. They did all phases of the game tonight. They dominated, and that's how it ended up 73-47. It could have been worse.
Jackson Center wants to forget that score. Scoreboard turned off.
Quick, that's what you do at home.
Yeah, exactly. Take a look at the scoring, Chuck. Who had what points?
Well, looking on the Jackson side, they were led by Preston Sarah with 16. He had a terrific game. He's my player of the game for them. Then they got 10 points out of Brendan Sayre and 9 out of Carter Kloppenstein. They scored 24 in the first half, 23 in the second half, 47 for the game. Botkins, all kinds of scoring. They were led by James Steinke with 20, and he will be my
Sour Mugs.
I always want to say Sour Mash.
Sour Mugs, Wings and Barbecue at Piqua. Sour Mugs in West Milton.
There you go.
Yep.
So he's my Sour Mugs player, and then they got 17 out of Pitts. I'm also going to include him. They got 14 from Zimfer and 11 from Will Monin. He is a good-looking sophomore. Just take your pick your poison. They couldn't stop anybody tonight.
And the word that we used in the pregame in describing Botkins was balance. Four young men entered the game, averaging in double figures. And that's what Botkins has got. They've got a couple off the bench. You plug the dike. at one spot on the floor and somebody else burns you. And that's the way it went all night for Jackson Center's defense. They just simply could not slow down the Trojans.
They play outstanding defense, full court, half court.
Yep.
They run the floor incredibly well. They look for the open man. There's no selfishness out there. They're fun to watch.
Hey, this was a basketball game / track cross-country meet, because that's what Botkins turned it into.
Yep.
So, stars of the game.
Preston Sayre,
okay,
for the Tigers. And then James Steinke with his 20 and Eli Pitts with his 17. I'm going to go with them as the Trojans players of the game.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue at the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A torrid shooting, suffocating defense led Botkins to a 26-point victory over Jackson Center here tonight at the Jackson Center Gym. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon. Styling for 40 years. We will style, you will smile. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And so many thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It is the town of Rushi is the home to a company, O'Reilly Machine Tool, that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. And O'Reilly Machine Tools in big demand all the time, offering tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost, grinding your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly and Rushi, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi, or online. Experienced machinists, other entry-level positions open. Contact O'Reilly via the web, OREILLYMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. With the win tonight, Botkins advances to 6-0 on the year. Botkins unbeaten in the Shelby County Athletic League with wins over Fort Loramie, Rushi, Fairlawn, Anna, and Jackson Center. Houston, the only club in the league Botkins is yet to play, and Botkins meets Houston in the Trojans' next game on Friday, January 2nd. Upcoming outside the SCAL for Botkins, January 6th and 10th, dates with Marion Local and Minster in the MAC. Also New Bremen on January 17th in the MAC. Jackson Center slides to 3-2 on the year, 2-1 in the SCAL. 1 week from tonight, Jackson Center is at Fort Loramie. That is a game we might cover here on Scores Broadcast. We wish everybody a merry, merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. We will take off several days after Christmas through this coming weekend. Back on the air next Monday or Tuesday night. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for the updated broadcast schedule. Once again, no games until at least next Monday or next Tuesday. Nothing on tap for you this coming weekend. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year from Scores Broadcast. Big audience joined us tonight. It tailed off in the second half as Botkins beat Jackson Center by 26. Great performance. Chuck, this rivals Rushi December performances of the last few years.
I wouldn't go there yet.
Well, once. This was one.
Okay.
Small sample.
Yep.
Small sample. This, I'm shocked that Botkins played so exceedingly well and ran Jackson Center out of the gym. Botkins came in as a slight favorite, no question. But this was marvelous here tonight with the Botkins Trojans. Again, check the website scoresbroadcast.com for the updated broadcast schedule. Thanks to our online listeners tonight. We had a big crowd joining us. Heavy audience till midway through the third quarter. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Jackson Center. Botkins victorious in a big way, 73-47.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security
security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.